Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, so, you know, we love digging into the weirdest corners of the internet.
But this one you sent over might take the cake.
Yeah, seriously. The Vatican, a secret prophecy, the end of the world. I mean,
it's got it all right.
It does. For this deep dive, we're going down the rabbit hole with,
Spectre story.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that Instagram account all about the mysteries, the conspiracies.
The stuff that's just out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and let's be upfront right off the bat. Inspector Story, they lean heavy on the speculation, the what ifs, not exactly breaking news headlines over there.
Right, more like entertainment with a side of spooky.
Exactly. But that's what makes this deep dive so much fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. So let's get into it. Inspector Story, they've been posting about this alleged Vatican prophecy.
This prophecy that says when the last pope's portrait gets filled on some hidden wall, that's a game over for humanity.
Yeah, and the whole thing is tied to this idea that there's this secret wall somewhere deep in the Vatican.
A wall with a portrait of every single pope in history.
And the last spot empty, just waiting for the final pope. And with Pope Francis being number 266.
Well, let's just say people are paying attention.
Yeah, the clock is supposedly ticking, according to this prophecy.
So the story goes that for centuries, the Vatican, they've been denying the existence of this wall, just playing it off like some crazy rumor.
But then in 2023, this document supposedly leaks, and it claims to confirm that the wall is real.
Now, of course, a leaked document doesn't equal hard proof, right?
Right. We got to take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. But it definitely adds fuel to the fire.
It does. And this is where things get even weirder. Each portrait on this wall supposedly shows how that pope died.
Yeah, some peaceful death, sure, but others,
let's just say they're a little more intense.
Fire, lightning, some seriously biblical stuff.
It's like they're trying to tell us something.
It paints this whole narrative of papal history being intertwined with these, like, apocalyptic omens.
And then you get to the last spot, empty, with this inscription carved in stone right next to it.
Finis Mundi.
The end of the world, just straight up laying it out there.
Not very subtle, are they?
No subtlety whatsoever, but hold on, because it gets even creepier.
Buckle up, right?
So last year, some supposed Vatican insider starts talking.
Oh, no!
Saying that the last image on the wall, it isn't blank anymore, it's actually starting to form.
Oh, God, what's it show?
There's a pope, presumably Francis, standing in front of the Vatican.
Okay.
But the Vatican, it's crumbling, and there's this massive tidal wave in the background.
Whoa, we've gone full disaster movie now, haven't we?
Like straight out of a Roland Emmerich film.
Talk about foreshadowing, right?
Doesn't stop there. This insider, they also started hinting about Vatican preparations.
Oh boy, here we go.
Forget your doomsday preppers in their bunkers, the Vatican.
They're on another level.
Right. They've allegedly been planning for this for centuries.
Centuries.
They supposedly built this massive secret bunker deep under St. Peter's Basilica.
You see, Peter's Basilica.
Filled with relics, ancient texts, supplies to last through, you know,
the apocalypse.
Exactly. A papal panic room, basically. Yeah.
Which, if true, is a little unsettling, don't you think?
It is. It's like, what do they know that we don't?
Right, exactly.
But the detail that really sends chills down my spine is this alleged ticking countdown clock inside the bunker.
A literal doomsday clock.
I mean, come on. Are we in a Dan Brown novel?
It's almost too much to believe.
It was so outlandish. It's almost funny.
Almost.
Look, we got to be clear here. Inspector Story, they're entertainment. They're speculation.
Right. We're not saying this is all real.
The reality of this prophecy, it's about as solid as a soap bubble.
But that's not why we're here, right? Right,
exactly. It's the what if that's so intriguing.
The possibility, however small.
Exactly. So let's entertain this for a minute.
Let's put on our tinfoil hats.
Yeah, why not?
Part of me gets why this story grabs people. I mean, leaked documents, insider info.
It feeds into that whole secret knowledge thing.
Right. Those ancient secrets finally being revealed.
And Pope Francis being the current pope.
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, that's just a spooky coincidence.
For others, it's a sign of the times.
Hmm. But hold on a second. Leaky documents, anonymous insiders.
Doesn't sound so reliable, does it?
Exactly. Isn't it more likely that this is just a really good story?
A story playing on our fascination with the end of the world.
And shadowy organizations. The Vatican has centuries of mystique surrounding it.
It's like internet folklore, but in papal robes.
Exactly. But even if it's totally made up, it's a compelling story, right?
It is that image of the last pope watching the world crumble.
It taps into something primal, doesn't it?
Definitely that fear of the end, the fascination with the unknown.
And the idea of the Vatican secretly prepping for doomsday.
That's just good storytelling, real or not.
It makes you wonder what other stories are out there just waiting to be uncovered.
It makes you think about why these stories resonate with us.
Is it because we're anxious about the future?
Do we crave these grand dramatic narratives even if they scare us?
Good question.
Yeah.
So let's recap the key points of this Vatican prophecy.
All right.
A hidden wall with papal portraits and their deaths. An empty spot for the last pope marked Finis Mundi.
Check.
A creepy rumor of that final image forming, showing a collapsing Vatican and a tidal wave.
Double check.
And a super secret bunker under St. Peter's with a ticking countdown clock.
Triple check.
It's a wild story.
It's nuts, but it's captivating.
Whether it's true or not, it's got all the elements of a great story.
A truly insane story.
So here's something for you to think about, regardless of whether this prophecy is real or not.
What do you think?
What does the enduring appeal of these end-of-the-world scenarios tell us about ourselves?
About our hopes and fears.
Exactly. Why are we so obsessed with the grand finale?
Some heavy stuff to ponder.
It is. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for sending this one in.
Yeah, keep those questions coming.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the strange and the unknown.
Until then, stay curious.
And maybe a little bit skeptical.
You got it.